Are young Americans really woke? More and more young Americans are alert to social and racial injustices. It's natural to want a fairer, more inclusive society. But for some people, cultural sensitivity towards minority or marginalized groups has gone too far. What does it mean to be woke?
A few years ago, many young Americans began saying they were woke to signal they were conscious of the social, racial, and economic injustices in US society. The woke generation is militating on behalf of all races, ethnicities, sexualities, and gender identities for a fairer, more inclusive America. These are complex issues, and being woke brings with it a whole new vocabulary to describe individuals in politically correct and respectful language. For instance, rather than using the binary pronouns he and she, a woke person might use the gender-neutral they, this person, or the newly invented Z.
When did the idea of being woke start?
The idea of being woke is around 100 years old. The term was used in black communities long before the Black Lives Matter movement brought it to wider attention in 2014 via the hashtag #StayWoke. For blacks, staying woke simply meant being alert to the dangers posed by white American racism. But progressive young Americans, who in many cases were not black, expanded its meaning to cover other areas that are nothing to do with race, which, ironically, is a very unwoke thing to have done, as it could be considered cultural appropriation.
Okay. And what is cultural appropriation?
This is the idea that customs should be the unique property of the identity group that invented them. For example, many Hindus consider it disrespectful for non-Hindu women to wear a bindi for adornment. But the idea of cultural appropriation is now applied widely. So, if a white man grows dreadlocks, that is not just a hairstyle. It's cultural appropriation, because he has taken something specifically associated with Jamaica's Rastafarian culture. Taking it further, a woke person might argue that only black authors can have black characters in their novels, because white authors cannot imagine the experience of blackness. Or that only a gay actor can play a gay role. You could think of it like a system of appellation d'origine contrôlée for culture, or an absurd intellectual cul-de-sac.
But the intentions of woke Americans are good.
Absolutely. But the problem is that while these young Americans believe in inclusivity and respect for each individual's perceived experience, some can be intolerant of anyone whose point of view differs from theirs. On American university campuses, the original home of woke ideology, or wokeism, this intolerance gave rise to what is called cancel culture. Over the past 20 years, many classic authors have been cancelled in academia because their opinions are today considered offensive. Similarly, conservative thinkers are often no-platformed, meaning they are banned from speaking on campus. At many US universities, freedom of thought, let alone speech, has become very restricted.
Is cancel culture confined to universities?
No, it's bigger than that. With the rise of social networks, cancel culture found an easy, instant form of expression in daily life. Someone who, intentionally or not, is perceived to have said something offensive can now find themselves virally attacked on social media and potentially have their careers and lives ruined in the process. As a result, more and more brands are very visibly signalling how inclusive and woke they are by producing advertisements featuring racial minorities, disabled people, and LGBTQ+ characters, for example.
What do other Americans think?
To conservative Americans, wokeism sounds like a socialist attack on heterosexual family values, on the traditional idea of US history, and on freedom of speech. But they are not the only ones opposed. According to More in Common, an organization dedicated to fighting political polarization, the dislike of woke ideology is strong across all age groups and ethnicities. In 2018, it found that wokeism may be associated with young Americans, but 79% of under 24s say they are against it. Nor is race a decisive factor. Blacks are the racial group least opposed to wokeness, but even they are 75% against it, virtually the same as the figure for whites, 79%. Other minorities are even more antagonistic, with Hispanics, 87%, and Native Americans, 88%, the most negative of all. In fact, ideological support only goes up within one specific group. 44% of white Americans who earn more than $100,000 per year and are university educated say they are favorable.
If that's so, why are we hearing the word woke so much?
Because it is crucial to America's politics, and so to the world. The Democratic Party, to which President Biden belongs and which currently has a razor-thin control of Congress, is divided between a majority of older centrists and the new generation of young, woke, militant representatives. The public dislike of wokeism is a gift to the right-wing Republican opposition, who are using the younger, more left-leaning Democrats to discredit the party. This is why centrist Democrats are desperate for their younger colleagues to moderate their positions. Congressional elections are coming next year. Biden could easily lose his slim Democratic majority and end up sharing power with Republicans who oppose all the things these progressive young Democrats are most passionate about. Maybe it's the woke themselves who need to wake up.